It's time now to look at the different paths that are open to you as a seeker. The Western mystery tradition holds many different paths within itself. The basic Western tradition is that of the Kabbalah. It is a centuries-old mystical path that Dion Fortune called the Yoga of the West. This is the foundation that we use in the Servants of the Light school. There are other traditions with which you may prefer to work. Whereas my school works on an eclectic basis, using what we need from many traditions, you may prefer to work with a pure tradition, Hermetic, Egyptian, Greek, Celtic, Neo-Pagan, or the craft. As we go through this course, we will talk about each one, and I will suggest ways in which you can try them out and find which one you prefer to work with. But to begin with, why don't you choose one main tradition and one sub-tradition and begin to research them? To start you off, here's a brief outline of the ones mentioned above. Hermetic. This is a very mental type of magic, named for Hermes, the Greek god of communication, language, curiosity, and speed. However, he is also the god of thieves, pickpockets, merchants, bankers, and businessmen. Any link between the five types mentioned last might be coincidental. Alchemy, Enochian, and Kabbalah are all part of this tradition. Egyptian. A popular choice amongst magicians because of its long history and the fact that its magical dynamics are among the strongest known. Its rituals are intense and richly rewarding due to the responsive quality of its god forms. Greek. Less formal and dull than the Roman, unless you're talking about Mithraism. The gods of the Greek pantheon are easily identified with and easily assumed in ritual. Their rites tend to be full of movement, dance, and music, these being an integral part of their worship. They are closely akin to some of the ancient craft rituals, perhaps more suited to women than men, and most female groups are run along Dianic lines. Celtic. Complicated, since the pure Celtic way has become mixed with pre-Saxon and overlaid with the many different tribal customs of the Irish, Welsh, Scottish, Cornish, and those of Brittany. It needs a lot of study to unravel. The books of John and Caitlin Matthews have done a great deal towards making this particular tradition accessible and should be used as research material. The Arthurian cycle, which is also part of the Celtic tradition, can also be made part of your study. Neo-Pagan, an eclectic group, and mostly gleaned from mythology, with bits and pieces of craft, Greek, and Hermetic thrown into the pot. However, this does not lessen their value or impact. Any belief system that offers its followers a way in which they can believe in themselves as the divine children of a greater intelligence is acceptable and worthy of study. The core of a belief must always be in a greater good to which its followers can aspire. The craft. There are many offshoots of this tradition: Alexandrian, Gardnerian, Strega, Odinic, not strictly craft, but with many links to it. And then there is the traditional English craft, dating back before the Norman conquest. In order to fix the gods and their attributes in your mind, may I offer a suggestion? This is a game I played when I was little. As an only child, I spent a lot of time alone reading and amusing myself. Always fascinated by mythology, I invented the following game, not knowing that it was in fact at the promotion of a being that would one day become an inner plane contact and a lifelong companion and teacher. This is what you need to do. Take a large sheet of plain white paper, about 2 foot square. Divide it into half or three-quarter inch squares. Along the top, write in each square the attributes of the god or goddesses, using the following examples: sky, earth, oceans, war, peace, home, hearth, wisdom, agriculture, underworld, beauty and love, artificer, sun, moon, stars, messenger, psychopompous, motherhood and marriage. Using a reliable book on mythology, write in the squares running down the side of the graph the names of the gods and goddesses that rule those areas. Zeus, sky. Demeter, earth. Poseidon, oceans. Ares, war. Nike, peace or victory. Athene, wisdom. Demeter, agriculture. Hades, the underworld. Aphrodite, love and beauty. Hephaestus, the smith or artificer. Apollo, sun. Artemis, moon. Hestia, hearthfire. Hermes, messenger and psychopompous. Hera, motherhood and marriage. There are other minor gods that you can add later. These are, of course, Greek, but you can do one for each pantheon. You'll find the Egyptian tradition has a great many gods who rule different aspects. But in searching them out, you will add to your knowledge almost without thinking about it. Put the graphs up one at a time, where you can see them, and glance at them as you pass. Within a few days, you will have them firmly fixed in your mind. To recall them, all you need to do is to look at the chart in your mind and link the required names and their rulerships. You can use the same trick in many different ways, with Hebrew letters and their numbers and images, or with the spheres on the tree of life and their colors in the four worlds. I am sure you will find many other ways to use it. But whatever tradition you choose, remember this: all roads lead to the perfection of the individual. There is no blame attached to taking your time, no prize for coming first, no blame for coming last. It is only on the level of manifestation that the ultimate truth is divided into factions. On the spiritual world, all are united. What matters is that you have a belief in something and have your own spiritual growth as a goal to strive towards.